Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's good to see such a crowded hall for such a fascinating subject. Capital modelling is very difficult, and I'm of the nature who finds, that's why I find it so interesting. Every time I do a piece of capital modelling work, I have to really think hard whether I'm doing the right thing or not. That's what makes it fascinating for me. And the best bit I like is when you talk to a smart underwriter and he kicks holes in what you've done and you've got to retire and mend it. And then I always feel I've learned something valuable, which is great. We've got a packed hall and a packed agenda today. Just nip up to this podium. Good. So this team up here is the ICA Modelling Working Party. We were commissioned by the General Insurance Board, I forget how long ago now, it might be over 12 months ago. Our original terms of reference were to look into producing a guidance note for ICA modelling. As for example, the Life Board, they produced two guidance notes, GN46 and GM47. So we had something ahead of us to see if we could follow that. After a lot of discussion, we decided not to go for actual guidance in the sense of mandatory, you must do this. A couple of the main reasons, it was quite clear to those of us on the working party, and the FSA also kindly said so in some of their public documents, that the emerging practices for modelling GI ICAs were very wide and very varied. And there didn't seem to be anything, you know, that wasn't a fault of the process, it was a natural outcome of the process. So we just felt to put down guidance that was mandatory was just too hard. The other thing we were aware of is that GN12, which is the current guidance note for producing actuarial reports of anything to do in general insurance, that's being revised, and I'm a bit hazy. I understand there's a new version out, and it might even be due out on the 1st of June, I think, if somebody correct me if I'm wrong. So rather than producing our own guidance, I went along to those working party meetings and contributed the capital modelling point of view. So GN12 now does, it encompasses reserving, pricing, and capital modelling, and so that was doing the work for us. So instead of producing a guidance note, we ended up producing an educational paper. It's about 50 or 60 pages long, and I hope we didn't make it long for the wrong reasons. We made a big effort to only put in things that were valuable and interesting. So being an educational paper, it's not mandatory guidance. We viewed it as a collection of good practices, give people ideas what to do. And then having produced this educational material, we wanted to present it to the profession, and that gives rise to today's meeting. And the point of today's meeting is, you've got a room full of experts, and that's not necessarily us up here, it's you in the audience as well. There's a room full of experts here, and so this is your chance to ask questions. So please, we've tried to set it up to produce a lively debate. We'd love to have lots and lots of contribution from the floor. The arrangements for today's discussion, you remember we sent out a survey on the wiki, and I'll come back to the wiki in my concluding remarks. I think they're great, and I'll expand on that later. We asked you to vote for topics 4 and 5, and I know we asked you to vote for 2, and we've come back with just 1, but parameter uncertainty won by a very, very clear margin. And then the guys working on that for today, they put together quite a lot of really interesting material. So we're actually going to put that, we're going to make that into 1 50-minute session instead of 2 25-minute sessions. There's room at time at the end of that session for other issues if we run out of time. So we'll play that by ear a bit. If the parameter uncertainty issue is running on and on and on, we'll stick with it. If for some reason we seem to pass it up quite quickly, we've then got as backup topical questions on credit risk and operational risk, I think. The way we want to run it today, we're looking for a question and answer session. So we've got roving mics around. And the sort of questions I'm thinking of, you know, as if you were presenting and discussing the calculations with your board, what sorts of points would you make to them or would they make to you? It's at that sort of level we'd like the conversation to take place, if possible. The timing of the sections, we've split it up into 5/6 sections, 25 minutes each. So that could be a bit tight. I'll try and be inflexible as a chairman. I might have to cut conversations short if I sense that. I apologise in advance. I might be flexible about sections timing, so if you're thinking, heavens, we've gone to 30 minutes already for this section, hopefully it's not because I've fallen asleep, it's because I sense the conversation is running so well, I'm then squeezing the poor person who follows on, and I apologise in advance to any of the working party members who get squeezed a bit there. So that's a hard balance, so I'll try and judge it as we go along. Just make clear the working party members are here as individuals. So their firms shouldn't, their reviews shouldn't be taken as representing their firms. And just with due respect to Tony and Stefan Klaus, who's in the audience, understand, we're lucky to have FSA members on the working party, but please don't turn that into a question the FSA about their policy or I don't think regulators should do this. Any questions about what the FSA might require, I'll handle in the first instance and I'll be acting as a filter whether I think that's a fair question to take to the working party, not necessarily Tony, but the working party in general, or I might just say, sorry guys, that's taking advantage of the situation. Scope of today's discussion. Included are items such as data issues, modelling issues, reporting the results, embedding ICAs in running the firm, communication of the results, which looks like a repeat of the reporting. Excluded, I know that this is the year of Solvency II, and I know there's lots of stuff going on with regards to Solvency II. Can we just put that, park that for a different day's discussion? So this is looking at modelling to support ICAs, so it's UK specific, no matter how exciting and interesting Solvency II might be. Also, wider economic modelling. So I'm thinking like, you know, we all know that cost of capital and financial market risk are topics that are raising their heads, and we're going to have to deal with them in the next year or two. Can we not deal with them today? We'll deal with them at some future date. And then at the end of today's meeting, we'll announce the next steps, how we want to take the working party forward. So we've got a very interesting and lively presentation to come up. If you guys would help and contribute, then make it an interesting and lively debate. And I'll now hand over to Tony, who's going to start with our first topic, time horizons and risk measures.